This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. In less than 2 weeks, the region's public transportation system is getting a major overhaul. Capital Metro is calling it the CAP Remap Plan. It aims to simplify the bus system while adding more frequent routes. KUT's Saida Hassan talked with some riders who will be affected by the changes and brings us this report.
I met Bonnie Hauser on her bus route in East Austin, specifically the stop for the number 17 on Baum Road. She had her bike in tow, along with a bright floral helmet. Hauser sold her car a couple of years ago, and she usually bikes or walks to work. When she has a meeting downtown, though, she takes the number 17.
I have a 5-minute walk from my house to this bus stop. The next stop for me to get a bus to go downtown would be at 7th and Shady, which is about a 30-minute walk.
That's been a major source of frustration for Hauser and some of her neighbors who rely on public transit. Let's say, for example, Hauser wanted to go from this stop to the Central Library in downtown. I plugged the addresses into the CAP Metro app. Based on the routes right now, Hauser could hop on the number 17 bus on Baum Road and take it all the way downtown. After the CAP remap plan goes into effect on June 3rd, the app tells Hauser to walk about half a mile to a stop at Airport Boulevard and Shady Lane. She'd also have to make a transfer before getting downtown.
I mean, we're only 4 miles from downtown.
One of the goals of CAP remap is to route more buses onto major corridors and keep them from winding through small neighborhood streets. And the number 17 will be moved off of Baum Road, largely onto Cesar Chavez Street.
I can understand wanting to do that, but the people who live in neighborhoods have to get to the buses somehow. And the thing is, they've just eliminated our neighborhood entirely. And there are a lot of people that are dependent on this line to get to work every day.
On the stop behind us, a bright pink poster read, "This stop will be closing June 3rd. Let us help you prepare." And that's what Hauser is doing for now, preparing for the changes.
We'll have to work with it, for sure. But I think if enough people who are being affected by it keep speaking out about it, they'll see the need to, you know, restore service at least to a certain degree to neighborhoods that have been completely eliminated.
A few minutes into our conversation, Hauser's neighbor Jason Wright stepped off the bus.
Hey!
Wright works at a restaurant downtown. The bus is his main source of transportation. He says the changes would make his commute to work longer. He's reached out to CAP Metro 5 or 6 times to voice his disapproval.
The whole thing doesn't make sense. I imagine from some big city planner guy's idea who's looking at a picture of things, this seems like a great idea. I want one of them, any one of them, just choose somebody at Capital Metro to go to my doorstep and then go ahead and go enjoy that walk over there in, say, mid-July.
We want to get away from operating just as an individual route and thinking about how all of our routes work together as a network.
Capital Metro CEO Randy Clark spoke about CAP Remap last week. He says these are the biggest changes ever made to the region's bus system, affecting more than half of all routes. CAP Remap will bring 14 high-frequency routes to the system. They'll run at least every 15 minutes, 7 days a week. The transit agency has spent 2 years planning these changes and gathering community feedback. And to provide more frequent service, Clark says they had to make some tough decisions, based in part on development patterns and population changes.
And it's incumbent on us to adjust our service to the way people really live their lives in a community.
The thing is, even though all of the routes work together as a system, individual bus routes can feel pretty personal for longtime riders like Jason Wright.
Okay, if it's more of a grid system, why is my neighborhood off the grid? That's that. At the end of the day, that's my question. If we're trying to streamline this, make this efficient, and make it more grid-like, why is my neighborhood off the grid? I'm pretty sure I live here and we're part of the Austin community.
We agreed to check in after June 3rd to see how he's navigating the new system. Capital Metro will be offering free bus fare the week of the CAP remap rollout. They'll also have more than 900 members of their staff deployed to bus routes across the city, helping people get where they need to go. You can find more information about the changes at kut.org. Saida Hassan, KUT News.